views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't have a clue what it is you're doing at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is that you do, I'm happy that you're doing that do and that you decided to do that do with me. The weekend is over. I see the nightlife is beginning to come back. The breakfast gas station is up and running. Ladies and gentlemen, can I tell it to you? You could go get breakfast 1 o'clock in the morning if you're out because the gas station have it. It's there. Don't. There's no need to adjust your television set. It's true. Also, let me say this. I don't know whether or not they doing it because they will make me a PLV or whether they doing it because they care. But I said that if Alfred says them could put the light them back on Milo Butler Highway, maybe, just maybe, I'd consider being a PLV. You know something? Over the weekend, I see that the work is in progress, to get the light back on Milo Butler Highway. Because I'm telling you, someone's going to die on that road shortly if we don't. And to be quite honest, I don't want that to happen, right? And so, to the Minister of Works and his Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Works, I want to say to them, thank you very much for speedily attending to the light, or well, the absence of light on Milo Butler Highway. I trust that in a time not too long from this time, that will materialize. And I hope that it is of good benefit to the people that use that road, that thoroughfare, because it is a major artery, you know, and I don't know how we permitted it to be dark for so long, but apparently no one in the last administration lived in Carmichael Road, albeit I know that isn't the truth. And obviously they found no good reason to light Milo Butler Highway. But you know, change has come. A new day is here. Isn't that wonderful? You see, that ad was paid for by Levin Miller. Other than that, though, I see over the weekend there was an official release by the Minister of State for Public Service. And you have to excuse my mind. My mind does this crazy little thing, right? Like, I read things, and when I read them, I kind of read them, and then, like, other things are triggered in my mind. So I want to read for you the official statement by the Minister of State for the Public Service, right? And then, as soon as I'm done reading it, I'm going to tell you the song that popped into my head when I was done reading it. And it went like this. The following is a statement issued by Pia Glover Roll, State Minister for the Public Service. Firstly, if Mr. Roll wishes to fire back at me, a good place to start is to provide a plausible explanation for the displacement of more than 2,500 public servants within 6 months of the FNM coming to office in 2017, according to the Department of Statistics. Secondly, notwithstanding media claims and denials attributed to the former public service minister, the unvarnished facts are as follows. 233 persons were approved by the former government for employment in July 2021, just 2 months before the 16th September general elections. Of that amount, 85 remain unposted because upon assuming office, an immediate hold was placed on those hires pending a status review. 68 persons hired just prior to the general elections, mostly in the Family Islands, were already placed on government's payroll. However, they are under review due to gross attendance irregularities. I note that the persons mentioned above exclude those unposted for reasons of unvaccination. Further, the matter of contract extensions executed in the days and weeks prior to the general election is a separate matter. I also point out to Mr. Rule that it is egregious and disgraceful to give persons official letters of employment, but with nowhere to report or to have them report to agencies that in turn send them back to the public service. Mr. Rule must answer for this. Responsible hiring practices call for the placement of individuals in posts that are needed, complete with established and approved job descriptions, and not rushed hirings of individuals for posts that are unavailable. Additionally, responsible leadership in public administration demands that the engagement of skilled workers in critical areas that lead to defined career paths should be the standard practice if we are committed to building organizational capacity to consistently improve on the delivery of public goods and services. Regrettably, all indications are that the hiring decisions by the former minister in the lead-up to the general election smacked of electioneering, heavily influenced by political considerations, and nothing Mr. Rule said to the media in his defense remotely addressed or refuted the facts as presented above. We, however, remain committed to addressing these issues in an efficient and objective manner and will provide further updates to the public as soon as practicable, right? And I from Eggleston, so as soon as I read this, Kermit, all I hear was buff, bottle breaker on the court, game come, and then this song came to my mind. I don't know what's happening. My producer? Where's my producer?
Watch this now, man. 96-27 when Jimmy Crazy a bad man. Me have me gun on me and I'm gonna take back talk. All gonna respect. Watch me now. Cause them a talk about gun and no know about none. Me used to bad but now me put it down. Them a talk about gun and no know about none. Me used to bad but now me put it down. You see the one pop, say crazy no one that me nago. Walk with no gun, we only fire one shot. You see the two, a real tie gun fit you. And if you walk with that the gun, the policeman we kill you. You see the 3-8, that the gun a lightweight. You know if you fire shot it, lick up like a earthquake. You see the 4-5, that a fi bunny hang tight. I went then use and lick down the bank last night. You see the magnum, that a the bad boy them gun. And if me can't get a maggie, say me don't want no gun. And them a talk about gun and no know about none. Me used to bad but
so Brent's on the roll, Pierre Glover roll, say y'all is talk about gun, but y'all ain't no gun, man. Yeah? Don't try test me. Don't try to test me, you know. Like I don't have the facts or like I don't have the documents, my man. All right, I didn't tell y'all what y'all was doing was egregious and disgraceful. I like strong language. It is egregious and disgraceful. I don't know who penning these for her boy, but these are wonderfully written. And so Pia Glover Roll would make sure Brenzel Roll knows she don't play around. Bottle break on the court. Pia Glover Roll in the building. All right? Game come. Carry y'all ball. Carry y'all ball, shorty, before we kick it. You remember that? Remember when they used to do that to you in the hood? You come to play on the big court. Your mommy buy you a brand new ball for Christmas. You carry your brand new ball out on the court. The big boys come to play, because every neighborhood have the big boys. The big boys come to play. They play a little half court until the other big boys reach. Now they won't play full court. You with your brand new ball and your little cousin, you all around here trying to catch a little short every now and again whenever the game run up the next side of the court. And so every now and again, you all get in the way. Somebody trip over one of you all. Fella tell you, shorty, care this ball. Care this ball off the court, please. My mommy said I could play. Okay. Good. Well, go call your daddy. Bunk! Ball get kicked from Lincoln Boulevard all the way to Washington Street. Now you got to go get your ball. And you can't bounce it no more. Because when you kick basketball, a guy egging it, right? That's Pia Glover Rule for you right there, son. She ain't come to play. Not with Brenzel Rule. No time soon. Anyway, so I'm happy I got that out of my chest. Here's the other thing I want to talk about. I see that the minister, I tell you, the PLP, I know, boy. I know. Every time I go to give up hope in them day to say something that bring me back a little bit of hope. I see the Minister of Health is now saying that government wants to engage private security firms to help enforce COVID rules. And I think the idea, just on the surface, is a brilliant one. All right? You could agree or disagree. That's fine. I think this is where we should have started. We shouldn't have been burning out police officers from the get-go. In the early days of the pandemic, I had suggested that we zone the Capitol and then put security guards in place to guard it and deputize them if you needed to. That's easy to do. There's provision in the law for that. But now that the city is opening back up, all right, they can make it a requirement that all of the businesses that wish to operate will now hire securities to do two things, because you can't half-bake the idea. So you need to mesh it, right? What should have been a mandate of the government by now is that all businesses that are going to allow people in and out of it should have an electronic register. When you go to Joe Blogg's cafeteria, you should have to sign in at the door and put your name and your address in an electronic system at the door. And, you know, everybody doesn't have big... And I'm not talking about, like, the food stores and stuff. No, I'm talking about the places that they say COVID is most likely to flare up. So I mean the restaurants. I mean the bars and the pubs and the clubs, right? The other thing that ought to be happening with these security guards is he ought to be standing there with a clicker. All right, so when I lived in Missouri for the very shortest time in my entire life, because I've never lived anywhere else other than metropolitan Nassau, New Providence, there was a club. What was the name of the club? 181? I think that's the name. And interestingly enough, the name of the club was 181, but they had a capacity of 144 or 1,400 people. And can I tell you that if you got to that club and there were 1,399 people in there, and you and Saw fans pull up together, either you staying outside or Saw fans staying outside, but y'all two can't come inside together. And there's a security guard to the door, and his only job is to click the clicker. And so, if you're going to have businesses established, I think that this is the dawn of a brilliant idea. And I completely disagree with anybody that says that this is going to be a waste of taxpayer money, because what it's going to turn into is, if the government subsidizes it, it's going to turn into subsidies into businesses that will cause businesses to grow, and then the government will simply vacuum that money back out in taxes. So I don't see any major issue here. And I don't care who owns the security companies, right? So when you go to Joe Blogg's restaurant, or when you go to the Arawak Key, or when you go to the Portis Key, or when you go to any one of these places where there will be parties or entertainment like the bubble event, well, maybe not the bubble event because that was a bubble, but events like that that do not have the capacity to make it a bubble, there should be an electronic entrance where you put your name. So, and don't say it can't happen, man. When you go down, this is a free plug. When you go down by Loft and Barry Russell's place, when you walk in the door, you have to type your name in there and then, boop, you are electronically registered. This isn't very difficult to do. It's a basic point of sale operation. But what it would do is it would ensure that whenever there is an outbreak, we know who all was in that room or who all was in the general area within the window of 2 or 3 hours of the person that has popped hot. All right? Now, this is outside of the capacity building. The other reason you use the securities is because if a building is 30 square feet, all right, and the average human takes up 3 feet by 3 feet square, that is your basic standing space. All human beings stand in a space 3 feet or sit in a space 3 feet by 3 feet, right? Google it. And so if that is the case, you know that if the building is, let's use basic measurement, 12 feet wide by 12 feet long, then it means that you could have 4 humans across and 4 humans sideways, and you could have 4 rows of that, right? The job of the security is to ensure that the square footage per person doesn't exceed the capacity of the building. Because if you keep the people spread out the way the building's floor space is arranged, then you mitigate the circumstances under which COVID can be spread. I think the minister may be onto something brilliant here. And what you do is, right, rather than have them drive up and down, and because these COVID cars sound bad, and I don't understand how come, they only a year old. But rather than have them driving up and down like Paw Patrol, they could actually be doing some work that is of meaningful use to the government in the gathering of its information. All right? So, security officer Joe Bloggs, or that's the name of the fellow who owned the restaurant, eh? Security officer Joe Snuffy, standing at the door. Joe Snuffy's job at the door is to click one, leaving Miller in. Yeah, boss, sanitize your hand, boom, boom, boom. Put your name and your address right there in the electronic register. But you know, this is a big sweetheart nation, so y'all ain't really too hot up about nobody knowing who y'all come with and when y'all reach. But COVID out here, so, oh well, tough titty, get over it. This is what you got to do. And when you leave, you don't have to sign out, but we know that you were here. You were electronically registered in this establishment. I think that that could work. I like that idea very much. That's my thought on it. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. You can call me, tell me what you think. Okay, now, I'm also here to talk this morning about whether or not we have outgrown systems in the Bahamas, right? Like I am of the opinion, this is leaving, that the reason we frustrate ourselves so much in this country with poor tax collection and poor customer service and poor efficacy ratings is because a lot of our governmental agencies operate ultra-virus to each other. What do I mean? So in order to start a business, right, if it's going to be an incorporated business, you need a certificate of incorporation. When you get that certificate of incorporation, right, you can't just take that to Inland Revenue. Inland Revenue will require you to get something that's called a certificate number, certificate identification number, business identification number. Regrettably, you won't need one of those with an LLC, notwithstanding that NIB and Inland Revenue have not worked out what that correspondence ought to be smoothly. So unless you know somebody in there with a phone number that you could call, right, so that they could fast track the printing of this thing that you don't even need, you are going to find yourself in a frustrating quandary over there at Inland Revenue because they won't start your process without this paper. I am of the view that it is time for those two agencies to come together. They doing the same thing, collecting government income taxes. Taxes largely based on my ability to generate revenue. One on the company side, one on the human side. And I think it's time for us to stop teetering around this issue. Because see, the only reason y'all keep having all these bunch of agencies is so y'all could give out these $100,000 a year job with these contracts where we can't fire people like the fellow who's sitting in an IB chair now. So I say, let's cut the fat. Let us figure out a way to merge these. So there are things in this country that I think could merge. NIB and Inland Revenue is thing number one. Let's merge that together. There's no need for those two things to exist separate and apart from each other. We could fire one of these directors, and then we could kind of just flank him with all of the assistant directors from the shared agencies and send some of these other people home and let them go find things to do. Then the second thing I want to see come together is there needs to be a separation of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Like, the reason we struggle with the issue of no fire truck here and no fire truck there and no fire safety protocol here, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, is because the fellas that's supposed to be responsible for locking up Pookie are also responsible for fires. And there's no real way to ever plan a real growth strategy for fires because the commissioner got Pookie them to worry about. He don't have time to worry about fire. When something burn down, we'll go to it, right? So the police force needs to be separated. What do I mean? The fire branch needs a commissioner, and they could put him, I don't know, somewhere around. But then they need to build substations for the commissioner of fires to be able to have jurisdiction over, and he needs a budget so that he could outfit the islands with the kind of truck and firefighting accoutrements that he deems necessary, and he's able to put fire superintendents on each island of the Bahamas to prevent things like what happened in Kidd Island the other day from happening again, or things like what happened in Grand Bahama from happening again. Luckily, Grand Bahama has assets, right? So we need to separate the fire branch from the police force. Then we need to separate the road traffic branch from the police force, because that ain't crime. Pookie them killing each other with high-powered rifles in the road. The police needs to spend all of its assets doing that. Or even if you do not take it from outside of the police commissioner's purview, You leave it under his remit as an umbrella, right? And then you put an assistant commissioner of police in charge of road traffic, policing, and the Department of Motor Vehicle. That ACP, right? We get, well, don't get rid of Ross. That's my good friend. Ross Smith, you let him stay. He could be deputy superintendent to the controller of road traffic or to the commissioner in charge of road traffic. And that way, right, all things related to my vehicle, I go to one place to deal with it. I don't understand this whole, if I lose a disc for my car, I need to go to the police so that the police could tell me, or I could tell the police, sorry, that I lost the thing. I don't know why does the police matter. And then go back to road traffic so they could say, oh, the police say you lost it. The police didn't need to tell you all that. I told you all it was lost. You all sent me to the police. If we kind of make these systems smoother, I believe the government could collect. I finally gave the people the $300, by the way. But if we make these systems smoother, the government could collect more money. And the assistant commissioner or commissioner of road traffic policing and motor vehicle licensing, which is what his new fancy title will be, could actually now have his own budget where he has cycles. And a lot of old policemen tell me all the time that one of the problems with why Nassau is as disorderly as it is now is because the cycle policeman no longer exists. And I agree with them. I remember in the 90s when people like the landlord and Evel Knievel and Superintendent Edmund Lewis, when those fellas was running the street on them cycles, you could guarantee every day they would be pulling over about 100 cars. Every day. They ran the streets of New Providence with law and order. But the problem is, road traffic, the motor vehicle side is under someone. The policing side is under someone else. We could do away with the whole long line of inspection if we simply give it to the police, because they have the power to inspect in any event. And you just buy them one bunch of motorcycles and you let them motorcycle up and down Nassau all day collecting money for the crown, because I sure y'all Negroes out there go break the rule, especially y'all in the little Japanese cars. All right? So let's put NIB and Inland Revenue together. I think we need to think about these things because we adopted a system, right, that we first got from the Brits, then we get it from the white people them, and then when we, the black people them, was in charge, we just take the systems they give us and we ain't really do nothing with these. We put them in autopilot. We don't understand many of them. A lot of them have stopgap measures that do nothing but frustrate the customer. And the men and women that are responsible for making the policy don't ever know, because they just send their driver to do it and their driver just go to see the man in charge. So they don't know nothing about the headache and the problems regular people have to go through to put money in the public treasury. We've got to fix this. The next thing I want to see amalgamated, right? Wait on it. And if you know me, I said it 10 years ago. There is no need for us to have a Department of Immigration, Department of Customs, and a Royal Bahamas Defense Force. Listen, let's put all them together. Make the Commodore an admiral. Put all of these guns in his arsenal. Make him the commander of border protection and border control, or public safety and border control, whatever you want to call his name. All right, he could still be an admiral rank because he will have a navy. You fire the director of immigration. Don't fire the controller of customs. We need somebody who knows the maths. Make him a deputy. So we bring him in as a commodore or at the rank of a commodore, just so we know where he sits on the totem pole. And now the commander of the defense force has at his disposal all of the machinery of the government to be able to go and collect the government's taxes. And so now they could do all kinds of operations. They could go kick down people boating life at Key. They could just go kick down people boating Old Fort Bay, up and down and collecting money on behalf of the government. And we could get rid of some of these $90,000 salaries at the top, where people ain't doing nothing but going to go buy a number and eat McDonald's in the government car on Saturday. We've got to build this system. This is what I'm thinking about. This is what I thought about all weekend. Anyway, 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. You can text me, 422-4796. I got one on the line. Let's go, caller. You're on.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Levon?
Hey, what's up?
All right. I agree with you as far as going, you know, like what you were saying. I don't believe in putting a human being there, because we're putting a device, a clicker or whatever like that. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in putting a human being there. Because if I have an event and I hire a security company, I can get it by my $10 demand, don't click, or click, or don't click. And then another problem with that, too, is like you're saying, if people, let's say if I have a rotating system, some people coming in, as some people leave, I can let in more. Then how are you going to know how much I let in or let out?
Well, the same way they ban people, you know. You go to parties, you get banded. We know you in because you have a bond on. What I'm saying is, when I lived in Missouri, right, here's how they did it. When you go, there was an indoor, there was an outdoor. So there wasn't no way to go in through the outdoor. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And so once you're in, you're on the clicker. Once you're out, they click you out. These two guards periodically check their numbers to make sure their numbers are, you understand what I'm saying? But you need humans to monitor. There are certain things you just need humans for. You need a human to say, stop, that's the quota. Are you still there? No, he left. All right, 323-622-3253-163-254-259. Let's take a call. Come on and call you on.
I didn't finish what I was going to say. But, you know, they have a device, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I went to the airport, I think it's something. But they have a device that it does a retinal scan, or they actually supposed to be checking your temperature.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not actually... is giving a count for who's coming in and who's going out. So I believe you could, something like that, it's cost-effective, it ain't that expensive, and you don't need to have a human being, but, you know what I mean? Like, you ought to pay the human being. When he's sick, you might get him to come. You understand? Like, so we could eliminate that overhead by having that device. And the government actually could get that.
I think you're having a problem with this phone of yours, Carl. I don't know, because I ain't hanging you up, but somehow this call keep dropping. Let's go to a break. 323-622-3254-316-325-4259. I tell you all, Pierre Roll say, Brensel, them one talk but gun and they don't know but none yet. I used to be bad. They better be lucky I put that down for them, you know. Ran, you're talking foolishness, hogwash, nonsense in the newspaper, but you ain't know what I'm talking about. Well, what these people are doing home, Brensel? Answer that. Before I bust you in your head with something. I love it. It's amazing. I love politics. It's a delightful wonder. Leave it, Village. Yes, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Don't move. I've got more show planned.
At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family, and family is important to us.
Tips for keeping children healthy. Ensure the children are up to date with their vaccinations, including the flu vaccine. Make sure that your children practice preventative actions such as proper hand washing. Teach them to cover their nose and mouth with tissue or the inner elbow when coughing or sneezing. Encourage them to keep their hands away from their eyes, nose, and mouth. Explain that they should keep their distance from persons who are coughing and sneezing. Keep your children home when they are sick.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health, in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Those are my numbers. I'm Levin Miller. It's Guardian Radio. That means I'm unleashed on your radio. That means it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. Let's go to the text line. No, let me take these phone calls. We're talking about systems that need to be merged in the Bahamas. Like, I don't need a million directors around here because I don't know what all these directors doing. Director of this, director of that, loan director. That's enough of that. I had enough of that foolishness. Let's move past that. So Inland Revenue and NIB, you all two roll the dice, see which one of these directors can stay. Whichever one lose, I don't know, go make Kong Fritters or something. But we could put this together, and that way all the government collecting money agencies in one building, and y'all ain't frustrating me. And when I come to give y'all my money, y'all could take it without sending me up and down, and like old people say. I don't get it. It's ridiculous. The same thing over there by road traffic. Y'all, I had enough of y'all. Don't fire Ross. I like Ross. But let's give this to an assistant commissioner. Make this the road traffic department of the Bahamas. Put a police in charge of it because they like to be in charge anyhow. Let's see if we could move some of the bureaucracy in getting a vehicle. I got to go by CID to get a chassis check. Then I got to go by road traffic. And God help me if I lost something. Now I got to go to a police station in my area. I got to go to the police station where I live. Because somehow, this is so ridiculous. Because somehow if I go to a police station where I don't live, apparently I out of my area. It doesn't make sense to me. What do you mean go to the police station where I live? No, I want to go to the place where I can find. Then I got to come back to road traffic. It's god-awful, right? Let's just put this under one umbrella where the police is dealing with this. They don't need no car there. Just give, if you can't ride motorbike, you can't wake here. Give everyone a cycle, and let's just get them up and down and see if we can clean up this traffic nightmare we have here in New Providence, at least. And then do it on one or two of the family islands. You know, you don't need it on all the islands. Like, what's the worst that could happen in Inagua? Someone can knock down a donkey? You don't need it there. So the commissioner of fire, we need to take that from underneath the police force, because y'all ain't gonna stop, tell y'all burn down one whole section of New Providence or something like that. Then y'all gonna realize the police commissioner can't be responsible for fire. That don't make sense. We shouldn't have done that in the beginning, and we should stop it now. All right? But those are just my thoughts. Again, to the minister who is saying that, let me make sure I read it. It said, with some raising concerns over the potential for social gatherings leading to another surge in COVID cases, Minister of Health Dr. Michael Darvall said yesterday the government is working to improve enforcement of the new COVID rules. Darvall said there are plans to increase the number of COVID police officers. I don't like that part. We could fire all of the Paw Patrol them. Let them go work for WIMCO. And then the government could just give WIMCO a little something to put these people on the payroll and increase what securities do around here. So WIMCO ain't got to worry about where you can get a job from. WIMCO, y'all can send me a check for that little plug. All right. We are always concerned about the enforcement of the rules. And I want to make it clear that the Ministry of Health does not enforce the rules, he said in an interview with the Nassau Guardian. The reason I don't want Paw Patrol them in these cars no more is because they think they're CDU. You ever see them pull up? You never see them pull up a helmet. Six cars strong, four man each car. Everybody take posts when they reach. I said, what's happening here? I said, somebody tell you was coming for Al Capone. Do not move. I said, what? You sound forceful, little COVID lady. What's happening? We said, don't move. I said, what? Mom, I'm just going right to the car that I own, and I intend to leave. Now, y'all intend to stop me? Let's see. But I don't intend to stand here while y'all have this little charade. Because I wasn't doing nothing. I just come here to buy one drink, and I was leaving anyhow. I'm so happy y'all pull up so y'all can get rid of these other people who keep coming to my spot, and I didn't want them here. Let's take some phone calls. Good morning, Carl. You're on.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
All right. You know, the thing about it is that I don't know how right you is. I don't know if you know how right you is as far as this adequated system.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days when these laws was actually implemented in the 1800s, they always brag about how we are one of the oldest parliament in this region, right?
Yeah.
And our laws are around the same age. These laws was actually, in place to govern a colony, not build a nation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why we have a problem with these laws, because we're trying to build a nation and need adequate colonial laws.
Yeah.
Now, the powers would be actually leaving these laws in place because it was easy to govern and put the neck on the master back in the day. So now the oppressors changed from white to black. And this is the reason why they wouldn't change their laws, because they are using these laws now to beat the oppressors.
Yeah.
And none of them will change it.
Well, I hope there are many new faces in the parliament, you know. So let's hope that the new faces in the parliament were normal people, and that those normal people were frustrated by the system. And now that they sit in the seat of power, they use that frustration to couple with their now influence to make some change that people see as common sense change. Because if you just give me common sense change, I'll take that, you know.
I respectfully disagree with you. You know why I disagree with you respectfully? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why. These people who are in the House of Parliament, mm-hmm, are not loyal to their constituents, because their constituents didn't put them in place. Mm. The parties put them in place. Mm. They are loyal to the parties, mm-hmm, not to the image. Unless we change them, state constitution and the two major parties will never get proper representation for people who live in Greentown. That's why I was so impressed with Travis Robertson and what he tried to do. Mm-hmm. Now, we need to do that because we cannot let the people, let these two major parties send the member of parliament on their choice because they said they give them the job, they're their bosses and they're loyal to them, not the Bahamian people.
Mm. All right, well, let's hope. Let's hope and pray. Let's see if that works out for us, all right? Let's take another one. Good morning, caller. You're on. Is it there? Not there. Next one. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hello?
Hey.
Mr. Miller.
Hey, Robert.
You also.
Huh?
Every city I've been to, police chief, the fire team, they're two different jobs.
Yeah.
What the Paul role with fighting fire?
Paul role busy with Pookie, them. He can't worry about no fire.
Rusty trucks. Do you know, in 2011, we don't have a ladder truck. That's why Jenny Street burned down.
Mm.
Remember when FYB bought their own ladder truck?
Mm-hmm.
The owner of big FYB burned down.
Mm.
They had no water, no fire truck. We need to do a helicopter and a fire truck.
I agree with you, Robert.
I'm just crying, driving around speeding without an eye in the sky. Every city have an eye in the sky.
Well, I don't know if we need a helicopter. They're doing a pretty good job with these drones these days. I see the police look at their chest.
No, we need a helicopter to watch the police even. Because in the sense, a police car is their number. Why is Callum 38 in the bush? Why is Callum 48 at the bar?
Mm.
See, the eye in the sky watches them at nighttime. You can see in the night, you're infrared.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the in the bush.
Mm-hmm.
We need a helicopter bad.
Right.
We need a lot of truck bad. Because we are backdated. Now listen, right? Minutes say somebody say they can put some boats in between Haiti and Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know George Clooney hired a spy satellite to watch the camps in Africa?
I didn't know that. You gone? All right. Let's take one more. Come on, Nicole. You're on.
Yes, good morning. I just tuned in. I hear you talking about laws and people having duplicity in appointments and so forth. There's one thing that concerns me, and I know there seems to be an antiquated law on the books from the old UBP colonial times where as long as a parent gives consent, a minor can marry a 90-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, what we're doing with that law is we are actually saying it's okay to have sex with a minor. Are you familiar with such laws are still on the books, sir?
No, I can't. And we should change them.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think you should look into that. Have
all
a
right.
Nice day.
Thank you. Let me get a couple of these text messages out of the way. I don't want you all to cuss me. Good morning, Levin. Ask them to check the lights on Coral Cove off Carmichael Road. You all check the lights on Coral Cove off Carmichael Road. Why do governments have to replace light poles that vehicles destroyed? Should not the insurance of the driver who is charged replace those poles? It's about time governments stop allowing these insurance companies to get off scot-free. I agree with that. Or why don't the government just insure their own lamp poles? Why, when you put the lamp pole in the ground, right, or the posts on the ground, because you know they like knocking down posts. I don't know. And oh my God, they did this ridiculous thing, right? Where they try to protect the lamp pole. So they build a ramp on top of the sidewalk that the lamp pole mounted on. And the only thing that for is killing Negroes. You all know that, right? Like, when your car hit that, there's no choice your vehicle have but to go airborne and on the roof. So I don't know whether it is better. I feel like Jesus and Pontius Pilate here. Whether it is better to knock down the lamp pole or to kill the Bahamian, you decide, government of the Bahamas. Morning, Mr. Miller. A bigger streetlight problem is the strip from Junkanoo Beach to Fish Fry. It's too dark for people to walk or hang out. Someone breaking my car 11 a.m. Saturday, and that's where tourists walk also. Okay, that's the strip. Well, Junkanoo Beach toward the Fish Fry. Are there lights even there? Yes, yes, there are. I think there are three of them, I think. Hi, Levin. I'm in Canada. Most restaurants in my area have a table with a clipboard. And folks who enter an establishment write their cell numbers, and it's simple. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it's 2021. Literally, all you need is an iPad, right? And you could literally just set up an iCloud account. And I know all of my friends with Apples are going crazy because I really couldn't give a frisbee about an Apple product. I hate them all. But unless, of course, Apple wants to send me some free stuff, and then please disregard that last statement. I completely love you all, and you all have a special place in my heart. But You literally mount the thing at the entrance door. And when you come, you put Levin Miller, number 100 South Beach Drive. Bang. That's all the information I need from you. When 12 of y'all pop hot, I say, okay, nah. Let's go to this place where the 12 of them say they've been, and let's find out who all was there when they've been there. And I could simply just go to the cloud account and dun 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 dun. There it is. Or if the government would monitor it, the government could figure out a way to sync it with one of these electronic record systems they already have. All right? Don't do that. That's going to frustrate it. Just put it in the cloud with Apple. Mr. Miller there, why are these Japanese cars only coming with one key? But when you look on their website, many keys are up for sale. I don't know. That's a good question. Levin, your suggestion is restricting... What is this? Your suggestion of restricting and tracking the movement of free citizens is gravely unconstitutional and brings us closer to an unwanted police state. Bad idea. At what point did I suggest the restricting and tracking of... You mean when I said I suggested in the early days that we set up grids and let security guards man the grids? Because if you think that was a bad idea, then I guess you thought being locked down in your house for 4 days nonstop with men in camouflage and boots holding M4s was a bad idea? At least my idea would give you consistent ability to move anywhere you wanted to move within a certain parameter on this island. My man idea, you know the tall dude, the 6'1", who was the competent guy, he lock you in the house with a wife you probably hate. And you think that was better? Okay. Well, maybe that's why some of y'all still vote FNM. Levin Brenzel said himself that they hired 10 people, but they didn't get COVID shots, so he tell them, stay home. So what Brent Simonette defending? Not Brent Simonette, Brenzel Rule came back and defended it. This one here says, combined BIS and ZNS, the most directors are at the Met Department. I guess those two could go together as well. I don't want no police or defense force around, no government agency collecting money or reporting on collections of fees because they can't do math or count unless it's a tip. And I want to disagree with that. I want to say that most places that they send defense force officers to take over, improved in their efficiency rating. Check the passport office. You remember when it was horrendous? Then they send Big Butch down there, and the big right-hander, sweep it clean. Sweep it clean, keep it clean. Or send Jack Thompson, because he can fix everything, apparently. If it broke, send Jack. Don't care what it is. Jack has the universal degree in all-knowingness. And if you have a problem, you just need Jack Thompson. That's it, and it'll be fixed. This one here says, Mr. Miller, your thoughts are reasonable. My experience with Road Traffic Department has been quite pleasant and efficient. The late Alonzo Butler, former Assistant Commissioner of Police, left the blueprint in place for the advancement of the department. They deviated. Okay. Great show as usual. How could you bust a tune like that and don't play the full song? Rewind the song, selector. As usual, did your caller say how right you is? I hope he ain't doing virtual learning with the kid because they will not pass English. This one here says, how could you... Oh, I read that already. How could you bust a tune? That's just... When I read things, like when I read, that's what happens to me. So when I was reading Pia Glover's thing, that's just like, yeah. The other song that came to my head was If a Sound Boy Tried Test Me. Yeah. Those are the two songs that came to my head while I was reading it. Please note that New Providence is a slave town with slave mentality. The way we talk to each other, the way we treat each other, and the way we think of each other. Our whole system needs change. We all dumb down our people every day. This must stop ASAP. We always want to find a way to take money and the little from the poor. Go after the rich. Ease the tension on the poor. I agree with you. Because you know I poor too. Hey, Levin, just a quick question. Listening to you several times, you seem to be a big supporter of gun and carrying firearms. Do you agree with the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict of self-defense? I didn't watch the case. Why? Because I don't like frustrating myself with violence in America. I trying to figure out how to not let Pookie them kill me. So I try to keep as vigilant a watch as I can whenever I go throughout inner city New Providence. But if you're asking whether or not I'm an advocate of gun carry law, the answer to that is yes. I think we ought to find out these kinds of things about the people that we elect to office. What is their stance on universal birth control? What is their stance on abortion? What is their stance on gun carry? Because it can't be whether or not your mummy used to put conk water in the conk fritter as the primary question we continue to ask these MPs. Like, we ask them the most frivolous nonsense ever We know nothing about their moral underpinning. We don't know what grounds them as an individual. We don't know what they believe in. We don't know what they fought for. And I'll tell you this, you know, I posted this over the weekend. And by the time as these fellas get to public life, y'all then brass polish with them so much that they got every single award on the planet. Top 40, under 40, National Prime Minister's Cup, National Youth Award, Young Person of the Year. They got a million, and I can't point you to one piece of work these Negroes do nowhere. And 30 years from today, you know what can happen? They can come to, well, I was one of the first holders of the Prime Minister's Cup, and I, of course, got a medal as a national youth when I was a youth, and I happen to be one of the first 40 people in the top 40 and the 40, and that's why you should make me Prime Minister and let me be in charge of the police. And we end up with one bumbling idiot. That's what's going to happen, all right? So what we have to do, right, is we have to try and, like, not just put people on these things because we know they do or we like their mummy, all right? And maybe that's how we could kind of fix the place. Maybe we could actually go and track people's work. What has been their national service? What have been some of the things they've been passionate about? What is the thing that gets the fire burning underneath them? Like, if you say the name Candy Gibson, I know she cares about mothers of sons that are murdered and children whose fathers are murdered. You know, if you say the name Cleaver Duncombe to me, I know that he's cared about equal access opportunity to children and parents, etc., and daddies having the same amount of rights as mummies have in the Bahamas. And I see that the laws are beginning to bend towards his cause. But some of y'all, when I hear y'all name, it's equivalent to hearing the name Rumpelstiltskin. I don't know what y'all stand for, what y'all believe in, what y'all ever do, other than been to one private school, and your daddy probably caused you all get a gentleman's C, and don't play like y'all don't know what a gentleman's C is. You know a gentleman's C. You fail every single class in this school, but your daddy gone and tiled the library, so the principal agree in earnest to give you a C so that you could go to college and go be with a bunch of dummies who daddy get them gentleman's C, and then you come back with this gentleman's C degree, and now you're in charge of the place. All right? Don't act like you don't know what it is. But that is what we have to start doing. We have to start acting like we ain't running a tuck shop. And we have to ask members of parliament, people that wish to be in the legislative branch of the government, people that wish to be in the executive branch of the government, we have to require more from them than a round of drinks at the bar and sitting on my porch talking to me. Because I don't want my member of parliament to ever come on my porch if you're asking my opinion. Nah, if you got some reason you won't come there, you know, Bacchus, you could come to my house. I don't have a problem with that. Just don't take that as an affront. But I need him to come if he could give me access to public transportation in polling division number 9, 10, and 11. If he do that, he never need to come to my house. If he makes my constituency a full Wi-Fi constituency, he never got to come to my house. Never, ever, ever. Put up one picture, and don't put up the Father's Day and Mother's Day one because y'all just don't take them down. He never have to come to my house. Never, ever. He don't even need to come to the corner. But what we require is, child, I ain't see my MP. And the man come sit on your porch, eat the food you pay for with the little money you had, drink your soda. Now you one soda short and a spoon of rice. And you still know nothing about this MP. You don't know whether or not they are pro-life or pro-choice. You don't know. Oh, and you'll care about if they're Christian. I care about if they're Christian as well, but I don't mind them being something other than Christian, except atheist. I wouldn't vote for an atheist. That's just Levin Miller, sorry. Anyway, okay, so let me read a couple more of these text messages. This one here says, Levin, how are we going to confirm an individual address? I mean, how are we going to confirm it? Just when the police ask you for your name and address, you give it to them. It should be in an AS-400. I'm saying, at least we would have a name for you, or we could get name and date of birth. If you want to put that kind of personal information out there, but name and address. And besides, as a citizen, if you're interested in opening back up this economy, why would you fictitiously put an address, knowing full well that you may put yourself at risk of dying if you lie on this registration? It doesn't make sense. This one here says, Levin, these security firms pay the employees little to nothing, so why engage these firms to assist with COVID? Because it makes no sense to put a man skillfully trained in the art of combat and warfare on a street corner to tell people, no mess, go back home. It makes no sense to put a man skillfully trained in the art of navigation and nautical science to stand up on a corner and say, you know what time the curfew is? Our police officers, they need to go look for pookie them. Pookie them killing one another in the road, sometimes in the daytime. The police need to go be busy with that. The security guards could do what it is that y'all got these police doing. This one here says, don't be dissing Rumpelstiltskin like that. At least he get honorable mention in some book. I love y'all. Mr. Miller, there was an inspector who used to be at Road Traffic, Michael Road. He was so good with customer service. I don't know what they did with him, but they need to get him back there. You want him to go back to Michael Road specifically? Anyway, so let me finish telling y'all, like, if I were prime minister today, I would be looking at firing some people over by NIB and firing some people over by the Inland Revenue and turning that into my Department of Government Revenue Collection. Department of Government Income Revenue Collection. Bam. And then I would take this police force, let Paul Roll go fight some crime, pookie them killing one another. Who would I make the commissioner on fires, though? Walter Sawyer. What his name is? Walter, what's the name of the man? What is the name of the superintendent? Walter Evans. I'll go make Walter Evans, give him a little promotion, make him commissioner. Tell him, Walter, you've been here almost 100 years. Don't get comfortable. Train a successor. You got 2 years to do it. Make him the commissioner of fires and send him on a tour. Tell me what all I need. Buy up one bunch of fire truck and things like that. And if you get catch causing fire, you pay the government for that kind of stuff. But the fire trucks could do other things, like provide water to the community, blah, 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 blah. All right? So I'll do that. And then I take Road Traffic Police Department, give that to the controller. Maybe let Ross stay in charge, you know, because we bring Ross back. He good. So Ross Smith will be in charge of that as the deputy. It'll be like a deputy kind of thing. So we put Ross as the controller and then our ACP as deputy controller road traffic with responsibility for enforcement and cyclists. And then we just put motorcycles everywhere and we're able to collect money for the government and we're able to reduce this whole long inspection process, which causes people not to put their money in the government because, you know, my light bulb blew or something silly like that. And then the police could go and do this kind of stuff. Yeah. This text message just says, great show. The Chinese hanging around pookie them, their attitude getting stink. Oh, well, I don't know. I very rarely frequent the Chinese. Anyway, that's my time. 323. No, why am I saying the number? That's my time. I should be listening for my music. I don't hear it yet, though. That's my time. I'm leaving Miller. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the station for fresh news and smart talk. Don't move. They've got the news. That happens next.